The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Millions of supposedly intelligent people are pursuing astrology, witchcraft, and the occult. Are we sowing the seeds of darkness, doom, and destruction? Are these just harmless hobbies? Or are there real dangers when one dabbles in the occult? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames describes dangers of the occult. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. Witchcraft, wizardry, and the occult appeal to people all over the world. Millions of children and many, many adults have become devoted fans of the Harry Potter books. These books tell the story of a boy's adventure at the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. These tales of the young wizard in training have sold more than 60 million copies in 200 countries around the world. One book has spent more than 2 years near the top of the New York Times bestseller list. All four have been among the most popular children's books ever. They have made their author, J.K. Rowling, the third highest paid woman in Great Britain, according to the London Daily Telegraph. Even in our 21st century, people follow after wizards, witches, and ghosts. According to Reuters' Zogby, quote, "While a majority of Americans do not believe in ghosts, nearly 4 people in 10 say they do, according to a recent Zogby American poll," end of quote. Youth are more enamored with the occult. Quote, "A 57.7% majority of 18 to 29-year-olds believe in ghosts, compared with 78.9% of respondents 65 years and older who do not," end of quote. My friends, when will we wake up and seek the truth of the Bible? Critics have widely praised the Harry Potter series for the quality of writing, but such literature has a dark side as well. Characters communicate with ghosts, and Harry communicates with his dead parents through a special mirror. In the Bible, this was called sorcery, yet it's a part of the ordinary world of Harry Potter. Characters seek guidance from astrologers, cast occult spells, and use their paranormal powers to fight off what they call dark forces. Is that biblical? Of course not. However well written such stories may be, they teach young minds a worldview in which occult powers, condemned in the Bible, can be used as tools for good. That's a lie. That's false. Sadly, instead of condemning the dangerous and unbiblical world of witches and wizards, some churches and clergy have tried to exploit its appeal to youth. They've tried to use it for their own purposes. Last year, a vicar in one English church held a special Harry Potter liturgy. A serpent was hung in the church, while a clergyman, wearing a wizard's robe, led the service. Other elements of the Harry Potter story were brought into the church service. Incredibly, many other pastors expressed interest in having that liturgy for their own churches. Amazing! Are these supposed to be Christian churches? What have the world churches come to? As one American commentator observed, quote, "Nobody respects a religious institution willing to compromise willy-nilly with the secular culture on a fool's quest for popularity. A church that will try anything stands for nothing," end of quote. This fascination with the occult extends far beyond the Harry Potter-type books. Several of the television programs most popular with teenagers include occult themes. Two television programs portray young men and women who can cast spells and make potions to dispel vampires and demons. That's when a dose of old-fashioned violence isn't enough. Other shows like Sabrina the Teenaged Witch and Charmed make it seem normal and even glamorous to be involved in the occult. 35 years ago, the television series Bewitched was considered controversial, yet it would seem tame compared to today's television portrayals of the occult. And the occult isn't just for teenagers. In our world today, even leaders pursue the occult. Historians connect Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party with the occult. Some years ago, according to a former U.S. presidential chief of staff, the then First Lady consulted an astrologer to determine every appearance and action of the president. Needless to say, this frustrated the chief of staff in scheduling travel dates and meetings with other statesmen and world leaders. According to the London Daily Telegraph, a former prime minister of Great Britain consulted an astrologer, quote, for signs of future dangers, end of quote. In an article entitled, Russia Falls Victim to Pseudoscience, the Telegraph states, quote, the country is being swamped by astrologers, UFOlogists, soothsayers, parapsychologists, bogus doctors and other charlatans, whom genuine scientists make few efforts to contradict. One of the main tasks of a senior official in the Presidential Security Service is to study astrology and prepare horoscopes of the leaders of the country, end of quote. The occult is also very popular in the South American country of Colombia. Here's an article entitled, Witchcraft, Religion, and the Internet All Coexist in Colombia. The author, Thomas Nolan III, teaches at the University of Bucaramanga. He writes, quote, witchcraft, according to several Colombian biographies, has been used by both a former president and a provincial governor for both professional and personal matters, end of quote. Nolan then quotes historian Alvaro Acevedo, quote, everyone believes in some form of witchcraft or another. People go to their neighborhood witch for guidance or advice like they would go to their local priest or doctor, end of quote. My friends, let's understand how this world is so deceived. One of the greatest realities of our world today is made plain in the book of Revelation in your Bible. If you have a Bible with you, open it to Revelation, the 12th chapter. We've emphasized this truth because it explains to a great degree why our world has gone so mad. Revelation 12, verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Yes, Satan deceives the whole world, not just a part of this world, and he also has spirit helpers now called demons. How does Satan deceive the whole world? Through the occult, false religion, false education, and through a social system that seeks licentious pleasure rather than God. The Apostle Paul gave us this warning in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. My friends, listen to that warning. Many statesmen, parents, and children are being led astray by the ways of this world. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 24 and verse 11. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Will you be deceived? How do you know who is telling the truth? You need a source that gives you the truth, and that source is your Bible. Here's what Isaiah the prophet says, Isaiah 8 and verse 19. And when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards, who whisper and mutter, should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? Who are people seeking today? Mediums, wizards, or the true God? Read verse 20. To the law and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. We challenge you on this program to prove all things, as it tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Go to the Word of God, the Bible, to check up on anyone who purports to teach you truth. We ask you to check up on us. We ask you to read your own Bible. Why do so many people seek after false prophets or the occult? In the nation of Colombia, Pedro Garcia, dean of the Humanities Department at St. Thomas University, states, quote, witchcraft is the first step to Satanism. Witchcraft continues to exist, he says, because people have lost confidence in religion and science and are looking for immediate solutions to immediate problems, end of quote. But have they sought the true religion of the Bible? Let's understand, there is a real spirit world. As we saw previously, Satan has his own demons that influence and deceive the world. Listen to this warning in Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. Is it okay to seek after witches and sorcerers? Deuteronomy 18 and verse 9. When you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. God Almighty condemns sorcery and witchcraft. Are you playing around with such darkness? Then reject the underworld of evil. Seek the true God of your Bible. God's warning continues in verse 12. For all those who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess listen to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Eternal your God has not appointed such for you. Can anything be more clear concerning the evils of witchcraft and sorcery? And yet millions of adults are teaching their children that there's nothing wrong with a Harry Potter actively pursuing witchcraft and wizardry. The prophet Samuel told King Saul that witchcraft is sin. Turn in your Bible to 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Eternal, he also has rejected you from being king. We're in the end time, and the dangers of the occult are real. We'll explore even more of those dangers in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you a free audio tape of this program entitled Dangers of the Occult. You and your family need the truth to defend against those dangers. This audio tape will help you in your study of the Bible. You'll have the opportunity to review the biblical references and quotes we've shared with you on this program. And you'll be able to do it at your own convenience and in your own time. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio tape, Dangers of the Occult.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
In the first part of our program, we saw that witchcraft and the occult are growing in popularity. Even leaders of nations don't hesitate to consult astrologers or witches. And millions of professing Christians just go along with the traditions of the underworld and teach their children to act out the symbols of evil. Every Halloween, parents dress their children as witches, demons, goblins, or skeletons. Can you imagine Christian parents clothing their children in the costumes of occultism and Satanism? Incredible! It reminds me not only of the pagan nations that sacrifice their children to false gods, but of the children of Israel who imitated those pagan nations. Notice God's condemnation of these occult practices in Psalm 106 and verse 36. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled by their own works and played the harlot by their own deeds. Now, some might argue that Dressing up in Halloween costumes is innocent fun that parents aren't sacrificing their children as did the ancient Israelites. They may not be physically murdering their children, but they're certainly sacrificing their spiritual life and potential on the altar of evil and darkness. Notice what the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 5, verse 11. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Are you and your children fellowshipping with the works of darkness? God instructs you rather to expose the works of darkness. Dressing your children to appear as a demon or as a witch is a spiritual crime. God Almighty calls such imitation of occultism an abomination. As we read earlier in Deuteronomy 18, verse 9, God said, "You shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations." The Apostle James advises us to resist evil, not entertain it. James, the 4th chapter, and verse 7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's your Creator's instruction to you. He promises that the devil will flee from you. Yes, resist the devil. Do not join the masses of people celebrating the dark world of Satan and the occult. Do not participate in the dark traditions of Halloween or any other such practices. By the way, you can read my commentary on the subject of Christians and Halloween on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. The Bible plainly speaks of fallen angels called demons. The Apostle Paul warns us about these spiritual hosts of wickedness in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Ephesians 6, read this strong admonition starting in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. My friends, make sure you do not even come close to the practices of the occult. Another popular activity involving spiritism is channeling. A channeler or medium allegedly assists one in contacting certain spirits. As we've seen, there is a real spirit world, and a deceptive one at that. We just read in Ephesians 6 and verse 12 that we're to resist the spiritual hosts of wickedness. Listen to God's warning against mediums and familiar spirits. Leviticus 19 and verse 31. Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. The Creator God plainly states that we should avoid mediums and spiritists. He doesn't want you to be defiled by evil influence. Listen to his strong language in Leviticus 20 and verse 6. The person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Eternal, your God. When one consorts with mediums and familiar spirits, God says that person is prostituting himself. Christians are to be clean and wholesome. They're to be holy, as we just read. Remember what the Apostle Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1 and verse 15? But as he who has called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, Be holy, for I am holy. Another area of Satan's deception is that of astrology. According to the Encyclopedia Britannica, quote, astrology originated in Mesopotamia, perhaps in the 3rd millennium B.C., but attained its full development in the Western world much later within the orbit of Greek civilization of the Hellenistic period. It spread to India in its older Mesopotamian form. Islamic culture absorbed it as part of the Greek heritage. And in the Middle Ages, when Western Europe was strongly affected by Islamic science, European astrology also felt the influence of the Orient. Although various Christian councils condemned astrology, the belief in the worldview it implies was not seriously shaken. In the late European Middle Ages, a number of universities, among them Paris, Padua, Bologna, and Florence, had chairs of astrology. End of quote. Even though some Christian councils condemned astrology, it has persisted. In our modern times, astrologers admit that the newspaper variety of horoscope advice is mainly entertainment. But when world leaders consult astrologers for guidance, they're seeking the wrong God. Listen to God's warning through the prophet Jeremiah, Jeremiah 10 and verse 2. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them. The general trend of human beings is self-destructive. What the Bible says not to do, human beings rebel and do it. What the Bible instructs us to do in a positive way, humans generally rebel and do the opposite. What does the Bible say about seeking guidance and understanding the future? Does God tell you to consult an astrologer? Absolutely not. God reveals the future through Bible prophecy, as our regular viewers know. As for personal guidance, turn to Proverbs 3 and verse 5. It gives us this advice. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Yes, God, not horoscopes, will direct your paths. Your Bible predicts that a great religious deception lies ahead. Will you be deceived? We'll examine that deception in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this free audio tape entitled Dangers of the Occult. Are you and your children safe from the books, games, television programs, and the internet websites that promote enticing occult activities? This audio tape will help you to defend against the dangers of these deceptions. And you'll have the opportunity to review the biblical references and quotes we've shared with you on this program. This information is extremely important for your spiritual life. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio tape, Dangers of the Occult.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
We've already seen that Jesus predicted that signs and wonders would deceive the many, not the few, but the many. The book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, reveals dramatic events leading up to the second coming of Christ. There'll be a great false prophet and religious system that will perform miracles, signs, and wonders. The Apostle John writes about this great false prophet, Revelation 13 and verse 13. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Millions, if not billions of people, will be deceived by these impressive miracles. Verse 14, and he, the false prophet, deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. Will you be deceived by these miracles, signs, and wonders? Don't be. How can you tell whether someone is truly a minister of God? We mentioned the answer earlier in the program, but let me repeat it here, Isaiah 8 and verse 20. To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. If these miracle workers do not speak according to the truth of the Bible, they are not God's true ministers. Deuteronomy the 13th chapter gives us another example. Deuteronomy 13 and verse 1. If there arises among you a prophet or dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Eternal your God and fear Him, and keep His commandments and obey His voice, and you shall serve Him and hold fast to Him. A false minister or prophet may even prophesy accurately concerning some sign or wonder. But God says that if he leads you after other gods, if he leads you away from the God of the Bible and the true Jesus Christ of your Bible, then he is a false prophet. Also notice that God may be testing you to see if you will be faithful to his word and to his way of life. Satan has deceived the whole world. He has many methods of deception, including witches, wizardry, channeling, sorcery, astrology, spiritism, and false religion. You need to be on guard. You need to be alert to the dangers of the occult. The free audio tape we're offering will help you to be informed. The Apostle Peter gave us this instruction in 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. God promises us protection from evil. Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew 6 and verse 13, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. God tells us to put on the spiritual armor we read about in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. The only offensive weapon is the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. This is a spiritual weapon you can have against evil. As the Apostle John wrote in 1 John 2 and verse 14, I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the Word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Yes, you too can overcome the wicked one by knowing the Word of God, the Bible, and living by it. You can overcome the temptations, the challenges, the deceptions of the occult and false religion. As the Apostle Paul encourages us in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. May God empower you to go forward in faith. May you not live by the dark deceptions of this world, but by the light of truth, God's Word. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. In the challenging and stressful times in which we live, you need the solid guidance that comes from your Bible. Dr. Meredith and I will continue to share with you the prophecies of the Bible and the biblical answers to the most challenging questions of life. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
The informative audio cassette offered on this program is yours absolutely free if you call 1-800-934-5579 or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.